Each year we get to invite a guest, and so I know when I served a delegate, it was a privilege to be able to reach out to someone that we wanted to bring to the area. And Ernie was able to ask Bob to come and join us, and so I got a chance to spend some time with him yesterday, and he's been around and seen several of y'all today. So with that, I will introduce our past trustee at large, U.S., Bob.
Thank you. Got it. Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob, and I am an alcoholic. I'm very grateful to be here with you this weekend, and it's been nice to get to know some of you the time that I've been here so far. And I just briefly introduce myself because I'll be speaking at the meeting later tonight, and I'll introduce myself maybe a little bit more fully then, but I am an alcoholic, and I come from Western Massachusetts in a small community called Westfield, and I'll tell you a little bit more about myself and my activities from there after. But I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. And Ernie had asked me back in December at the forum if I would be willing to come here and share and to show some of my travels around the world. I served as trustee at large U.S. from 2013 to 2017. I rotated 3 weeks ago to the day, so I don't quite feel retired yet. I feel retired maybe for right now, but in a couple of weeks maybe it'll hit me a little bit more. So I thought what I'd do today is I'll show you maybe a little bit more expanded from what I would show at the forums, because there's a little bit more time here, but I'm going to try to keep this within, I guess, a 45-minute range or thereabouts anyway. So I'll tell you a little bit about what a trustee at large is and about some of my travels around the world. So in any event, just a little bit about the General Service Board. The General Service Board is made up of 21 trustees. Of the 21 trustees, 14 of them are Class B trustees, or alcoholics, and 7 of them are non-alcoholic trustees. So that makes 21. So the simple way to remember what a Class B alcoholic trustee is: Class B stands for boozer, and Class A stands for amateur, And I can't tell you how grateful I am for the Class A contribution, and I don't mean to embarrass her, but I'm going to anyway. That we have one of our Class A trustees here with us, Leslie Backus, who many of you might know, sitting right here. And you can stand, Leslie, right? Yeah. She has to. And although she's not an alcoholic, she loves Alcoholics Anonymous as much as any one of us. I know that for sure. So Of the Class B, 14 Class B alcoholic trustees, 6 of them are regionals, 4 of them are general service trustees, and 2 of them are at large. So, 8. Yeah, 6, 4, 2. So, and 2 of them are at larges. I'm one of the at larges. I was one of the at larges. I'm getting used to the was yet at this point. But there's one from the United States and one from Canada, and I served as the one from the United States. Being a trustee is a very, very busy, busy role. In my time, in my 4 years, I averaged, and I think most of us, we all do different things, different classifications. The regionals are at different areas, that type of thing. And I traveled internationally as well as to areas as well. And general service trustees serve on corporate boards. And I know Billy N is one of, I served with him for all 4 years, and many of you, or if not all of you, know him. And you know, he chaired AAWS for almost 1.5 cycles, and very, very busy roles. And so I was on the road and anywhere an average between 22 and 26 times a year. And sometimes that could be Friday to Sunday like this, and sometimes it could be Tuesday to Monday. So the General Service Office is a very different idea of what weekend means, I'll tell you that. So so in any event, trustees at large are World Service Meeting delegates, international delegates, sometimes we're referred to as, and we serve at the World Service Meeting as well as our zonal meetings and I'm going to tell you a little bit about those as well. So the World Service Meeting is held every other year. It's held one year in New York City, or New York. It was in Rye Brook. The last one that we had was held in 2016 in October in Rye Brook, New York. And the other time it's held anywhere in the world by bid. So in 2018, the next World Service Meeting will meet in South Africa. I wish I was still a trustee at large so I could go there. So, but in any event, the World Service Meeting is a forum for countries to come together from around the world to share their experience, strength, and hope, and help to strengthen other structures around the world. And that definitely happens. And I was struck by the archives presentation where we heard about very much the one-on-one sponsorship that we all do, and we all know that very well. And around the world, many countries sponsor each other as well, too. And the World Service Meeting is a very big supporter of that, and we promote that very much. If I can use such a term in Alcoholics Anonymous, we promote that very much among countries to connect with other countries, to be able to learn and grow, and maybe take another turn from the mistakes that some of us have made so they don't have to go through them. Our General Service Office provides some of the principal planning for the World Service Meeting, most of the principal planning, and we assume a lot of the costs. There are fees for countries to come, but we pick up a lot of the travel costs as well, too, and somewhere to the tune of probably a few $100,000 for each meeting. So those are your contributions in our baskets, and that's part of what that goes to, as well as some of this other travel that we're involved in. Trustees at large will go out to various areas, countries, structures by invitation, attend conventions, general service conferences, events like this, you name it, and we share our experience, strength, and hope, and we try to show others the way that we do things in the United States and Canada and pass it on. This photo here, I love this picture. This is one of my favorite pictures of all that I have. I have about 138 on this slideshow, but I'm not going to spend this much time in each one of them. We'll be here till 5, or well, it is almost 5 o'clock, so we'll be here till like 11 o'clock. But I'm going to go through a lot of them quick, but I just wanted to, this is one I wanted to stop on for a second. And I don't know if you can all necessarily, see this here, but if I can get the pointer, I can see it on this one. I can see it here. Just to show you, I sat right in this section right there. I can't see over that side there, but I sat right in this section right here. And right to my right was the international delegate from Russia, and right next to him was the international delegate from Ukraine. And this was taken in 2014 in Warsaw, Poland, which was my first World Service Meeting. And what an amazing experience for that. And these gentlemen were hugging each other, sharing with each other, and putting all that beside them. And the Ukrainian delegate saw a significant bit of what had happened in the Kiev Square and still reached out and embraced that delegate from Russia. And that shows the power of Alcoholics Anonymous and why we're here, for that one reason, to share experience, strength, and hope with each other and put AA first. At this World Service Meeting in Poland, there were 61 delegates that represented over 41 countries from around the world. And what an amazing experience for me to be able to serve at the World Service Meeting. I'm going to repeat some of these things tonight and share a little bit deeper about how some of that felt and how that was. But the other thing I love about this picture, you know, when you're a trustee, like you have a suit on and you like try to like, you know, represent the board and be good and all that kind of thing. And I just love this room and I wanted this picture so bad. So I was traveling back and forth out in the hallway every night after we would be done, trying to sneak in when no one was in there. And I finally got in there and I went up this catwalk in the back. And I climbed up here. You're not supposed to do that. And I climbed up on the catwalk, and I was like, oh, this is cool. It's like being defiant, you know, like I'm getting away with something. I haven't done this in so many years, you know. And I snapped this panoramic picture, and I just love it. And it was a beautiful way to set the room up and make us face each other and face the music, and it was beautiful. One of the staples at the World Service Meeting is the International Literature Table, and this is a picture of that in Poland, and You can see all the white signs that are going around the table and the literature on top of the tables. And what happens here is that countries that either ship ahead or they take in their bags and bring with them literature from their respective structures. Sometimes it's translated big books into their language. The big book is available in 69 different languages, I believe it is now, and there are 15 translations that are in process. Some of this literature also could be developed by their own autonomous General Service Conference structures, just like we do here, where we develop a pamphlet on X, Y, or Z. They may do the same, and they proudly display these here. And it's very heartwarming to see this. And the World Service meeting on this idea of literature, starting back in 1991, had begun the International Literature Fund, what's called the International Literature Fund, which is still happens today. Countries from all over the world contribute to the International Literature Fund money distribute, prepare, translate literature, and distribute it around the world. And since that started, roughly $2.6 million have been contributed to that fund. And it is under the purview of AA World Services, our AA World Services. We administer those, and there are accountings that are kept of that. And the decisions are made to help in these efforts. And this has just been a wonderful opportunity to carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you hear at the World Service meeting, there's so much sharing about AA, how it began around the world in these respective countries. It's part of the process of the World Service meeting to share those types of things. Literature always carries the way. It really always has. And how many times we've heard people in our own structure that went to meetings, and it didn't work, and they read the book, and something popped out to them, you know. And so our translations and our copyrights are very, very important to us, and we take that very seriously. And the World Service meeting has been a big part of that. The World Service meeting does its business through four committees: agenda, literature publishing, policy admissions, finance, and working with others. And we sit in committee meetings. We don't necessarily decide anything. We share about things. We do set certain type policies that might pertain to the World Service meeting, but we're all autonomous structures, so the World Service meeting doesn't dictate to any particular structure per se. I served on policy admissions finance, and I chaired that in my second year, which was a huge privilege. And these are just a few pictures of this is Warsaw at night. I was in the hotel most of the time, so I just snuck out for 10 minutes and took these pictures. This is a very, very rough map of our world. Our world is sectioned off as you can see here, five different sections, very, very roughly. Hopefully this will become more defined as time goes on. But we have the Rodella Zone, which you see over in the Americas. That stands for the America Zones. That's an acronym in Spanish. In the European Service Meeting, in the Middle East region of AA, Merca, Sub-Saharan African Service Meeting, in Asia Oceania. All of these zones have meetings every other year on the opposite times of the World Service Meeting. So we come together somewhat on a smaller scale, but we have the same committee structure, we have the same workshops and sharing sessions and all of those types of things. This is a picture of my first Rodella in my first year as a trustee. It was in Salinas, Ecuador. This banner, I like to show this banner because you can see how, and you see this all over the world, where our founders are very prominently displayed on sides of banners and pictures and that sort of thing. And this banner was about 25 feet wide and 12 feet long, that was proudly displayed in a center of a hotel over a swimming pool that was occupied more than just Alcoholics Anonymous. So there's a little bit to work on with some anonymity issues here and there, but so we talked about that. And but this is right there. I didn't care. Nobody knows me in Ecuador anyway. I stood out like a sore thumb. You know, I'm as pasty as you could be, you know. And but they were wonderful. And, you know, I was the only one there that didn't speak Spanish. and I was the only one that spoke English other than my interpreter. So I had the experience of having the headphones on for the first time. But you know, in all of these events at the World Service Meeting or at Riddell or any of these other events we attend, we always have interpreters, but the language of the heart is very apparent. One of my favorite friends that I met throughout my time of my 4 years was here at this first event. His name was Washington Menendez, and sometimes Washington and I would just see each other, stop, hold each other on each other's arms, and we would just start tearing up, you know, with the gratitude and love for AA, and I could see that he felt it, and he could see that I felt it, and it's the language of the heart. There were 33 countries, or there are 33 countries in our individual zone. There were 15 countries here, and this was a very big deal for Ecuador. They showed us lots of hospitality. These are some local dancers that came in to get us prepped up, going for the week, and show us their culture. And there were dignitaries in the room. There were military people there with guns and the whole bit. It was kind of freaky, really. But then you realize they're kind of smiling, so you think they're nice, you know, and I hope. And so anyway, we came in and did a flag ceremony, and they gave me the American flag, and they played like little 10-second, 20-second snippets of our national anthem. And so we would all march in. They assigned me a little child. Why they did that, I don't know, but I had a little 4-year-old child that I would march in with, and they'd play the national anthem, and I walk into that. And out of respect, Ecuador came in last. At least that's what I was thinking. But the truth is they wanted to play their entire national anthem. And they did. And they came in, and you know, the mayor of Salinas was there, and there were government people and military people and police, and they're playing bomb, bomb, bomb. You know, they're playing their national anthem. They're banging on their chest, and they're singing on the top of their lungs. And I mean, I was just like, this is so cool. I can't even believe I'm here, you know. They were just unbelievable, and what an amazing thing to witness. There's me and the flag there, and this is a picture of our formal meeting space. I always say this really looks a lot like a district meeting with skirted tables and flags, you know, and some name cards. So they dressed it up a little bit, but it was very intimate and very close, and we shared, and by the end of this week, we were just, you know, I felt like I was with a bunch of GSRs or DCMs, and it was just a great experience. I'm going to share some more about this trip later on tonight when I speak. But they break up the week, and they took us to some local beaches. And this is a site of one of the most famous surfing sites in the world in Ecuador. And they would take us on these long drives on these buses and to see their country and some other local entertainment here. Some seniors this time from a senior center dancing for us. And this is a picture of my second Riddella in Mexico City that was held in 2015. And that's the literature table at that Riddella. And that's the Mexican General Service Office there. Mexico is a very strong structure. There are four structures in Mexico. One that I guess you could say they're all recognized, but one that distributes the literature. They have about 180,000 members, they suspect, and very strong structure. And this is the trustee-at-large Scott and I. He's on the left. There's me on the right. I'm standing next to Bill Wilson's picture prominently displayed, and he's next to Dr. Bob. But there was a Class A trustee from Nicaragua. His name was Dr. Sandino, and he would call me Dr. Bob is what he would call me. So anyway, and then just some of the time we spent touring around, breaking up the week on the pyramids there. And this was a local meeting happening right down the street. They told Scott and I, when you get to Mexico City, do not leave the hotel. It's dangerous. That's all you had to say to us. And we left the hotel, and look what we found. So we're like, nah, you know, that defiance was really in me by this point in time in my trusteeship. I was 2 years in, you know. So anyway, we stopped in here. There's a meeting going on. We had our interpreter with us, and we all three of us shared our stories in this local meeting. It was just like any other meeting, and I love to go to local meetings in every country I go to. And this is one of the we have some unwinding that happens at some of these events. And Scott took that picture of me anyway. So I was doing some Spanish karaoke, and I don't speak Spanish. I just kind of faked it. It was fun. This is a picture of the 36th Central American Convention in El Salvador. And I like to show this picture. If you look on that backdrop behind that big banner, again, you can see Bill Wilson, our founder, and Dr. Bob prominently displayed. You can see the religious images that are here. That's very common that you see in other structures. And I like to highlight and emphasize this, that our traditions and our concepts, our principles of Alcoholics Anonymous are meant to be very wide in their latitude, to be able to encompass all that suffer from alcoholism. And these countries find a way to wrap their cultures around Alcoholics Anonymous, and it works. This would not go over very well where I live in Western Massachusetts. If this banner was up at an assembly, people would say they'd try to get the past delegates out to be the AA police and shut this down right away, you know. And here it's perfectly acceptable. And, you know, it's amazing to watch how these conventions work. They asked me to give the keynote address here. There were about 3,000 people at this convention. And if you look at this picture, you can see the area and all these people milling around. This is how every time we were in this convention center of how this was. These people didn't listen to my keynote address at all. There was music playing and people are dancing all over the place. And I'm like, I'm Bob, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from the U.S. and Canada, and, you know, God bless AA and the work it's done around the world, and people are just like, blah, 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 you know, and I'm all nervous that I got to give this presentation, and no one listened anyway, so that tells you where worry gets you, you know. So, anyway, it was a great experience, so much fun, and this is a picture of San Salvador, El Salvador. We climbed the top of that mountain, and we ate pupusas like we were told to do. You can't go to El Salvador without eating pupusas, so we did that. And this was right outside my hotel. And this is the outside of my hotel. They made the hotels look very nice on the outside, and they, you know, have pools and flowers and that sort of thing. And, you know, then you get inside the room. And when I got here, I just want to talk about this picture for a minute. I got to my room. I had traveled all day long, and it was like 107 when I got to El Salvador, and I was hot, and I had to put a suit on, and I was traveling like 20 hours to get there, whatever. And my room had an air conditioner in it, but all it did was blow hot air. all it was good for was being a hair dryer, you know? And you're all sweaty trying to do that. So I decided I would take a shower, you know, when I got there to cool off and clean up. And so I'm in the shower here, and I'm washing my hair, and all of a sudden I feel this, you know, and I'm like, what the heck is that? I didn't know what it felt like. I got electrocuted, and I started washing my hair more, and I'm like, oh my God. And I look up, and look at these exposed wires up here. And I'm going, oh my God. So if you go abroad, just be careful. This is for a heater for this shower. So I was very careful. I felt like Buddy the Elf afterwards. I was like, if you ever saw that movie, and he's trying to wash his, you know, in a little shower, you know. And I have six kids, so I watch those kinds of movies anyway. So what this has to do with sobriety, I have no idea, but I have the clicker, and I'm in charge, so I figured I'd show you. And, you know, I'm not on the board anymore, so what are they going to say? Oh, the defiance is really cranking now. Oh, it was so good I rotated. I can see that now. I didn't want it 3 weeks ago, but, oh, God. So it was great. So this is a picture of the business meeting site that happens. This is a staple of the Central American Convention. And all the delegates from the Central American countries come here from Honduras and Nicaragua and Costa Rica and all the countries that are a part of this. And so we all sit around the table and they critique this convention. They talk about what they're going to do at the next convention. And, you know, so I had the privilege to sit in the office meeting last night, the officer meeting or office area office meeting. And it was about a three-hour meeting, and some folks said to me today, "Well, hope, we're sorry we kept you so long," and all that kind of thing. I'm like, "Hey, it's really no big deal. You know, this was easy. This meeting started at 1 p.m. and it went until 3:00 in the morning. I'm not kidding." So we were still prioritizing the agenda at 6 p.m. and they're fighting with each other, and like the Nicaraguans were waving their finger at the Guatemalans, and they were standing up and getting upset with each other. Then they'd go stand in the corner and make amends to each other and go sit back down again. And I'm like, man, this is AA in action, you know? They got these steps down, you know? And it was just unbelievable how they did that. But this is another one of my favorite pictures. I got a lot of favorites, I guess. But I love this picture. This is the 26th anniversary of AA in Latvia, and I went here after my first World Service meeting, and I love this picture. If you probably can't see it, but I'll tell you what they say anyway. If you look at the two water bottles on the left, these were in my room, and the water bottle underneath says €1 for a water bottle, and then the little bottle next to that is a shot of homemade Latvian whiskey, and under that card it says complimentary. And I'm like, hey, I got a problem here. I need to double down on my work for sure. So everywhere I go in the world, they'll say, we have the worst alcohol problem in the world. I'm like, that's what they say in Holyoke, Massachusetts, where I live, you know. And they all have an alcohol problem, but they are very pronounced there in a lot of these countries that were really under the stronghold of communism for so many years. And this convention was held in Jelgava in a palace. And you can see this beautiful palace here, and it was just amazing. This was so large. This place was built in like 800 BC or something. It's been around forever. It's burned down, been flooded, rebuilt 8 times, and the hallways are so big inside. They used to run horse teams through them, you know, to get around from one side to the next, and it's just fascinating. And now it sort of doubles as a school, and you can see the internal architecture and how beautiful. And you know, when you're in the Baltic countries, it's a little bit different. In South America, they're very smiley and happy and take your picture and all that. And here, when I got there, they were like, hello. And I was like, you know. But they loosen up, and you can see this guy got all dressed up, and he gets in his little fun suit, and they start smiling after a while. And they're all working the name tags and the desk and registration and getting real excited. And then the people from Finland start coming in and Russia, and everybody's getting excited. It was a wonderful convention. About 500 people attended this. And this is another one of my favorites here, in that if you look, you can see the front table, and there's flowers on there and that sort of thing. And what would happen is that the chair of their general service board, their office manager, general service office manager, and some other trustees would sit up in this front row, and then they would just stand there, and they would wait until groups would come up individually, and they would give these gifts to them and talk about their gratitude and what they had done for their group and announce what their group was. And that was the program for a lot of the part of this convention. And then about every hour, they would take a break. And when they took a break, they would shut the microphones off, and immediately music would come on in the background, ambiance, you know, and you'd take your break and walk around and get a drink or whatever. Well, the music that would come on in the background was the Ave Maria. And I was like, that definitely wouldn't go over very well in my home country, you know. And but, you know, again, the significance of religion and how that is so much a part of their culture and how integrated it's found its way, and it works. And over time, they probably will change, but it works. And the other piece of this picture that I love, if you look at the window shades in the back, when I was roaming around during one of the breaks, I was like talking to one of the English-speaking Latvian members that I had met there, and I said, why do you have the menorah superimposed in the back of your window shades? And he looked all nervous, like I was going to take my AA police badge out from the U.S. and Canada, you know. And he said, we don't really have very much money, and the local synagogue up the street was giving them away, so we accepted them. And I said, oh, that's good. That's nice they did that for you, you know. And it works, and nobody seems to mind, so I didn't mind. And this is a picture of a local meeting that I shared at in Riga. And I love this picture of the pamphlets and a translated literature and the table where I sat at and shared from. and just some couple local pictures that I took while I was there. Beautiful architecture. This is a banner of the 40th anniversary of AA in Japan. It was held in Yokohama. I'll share a little bit deeper about this later on, too. There were about 5,000 people that attended this, and I was here with Rick Walker from the General Service Office, who was on the international desk at the time. And this, I love this picture, the top piece where you see the middle line, that stands for trustee, Class B, not alcoholic trustee, and that is Bob W. there. Or otherwise known as Bubba Sun is what they called me. So I just loved that. I thought that was the best. And I was like, oh, konnichiwa. It was a good thing I watched Back to the Future, you know, when I was a kid. And I knew how to say that, you know. So it was good. So everybody keeps bowing just like you see, you know. And but a wonderful experience. And another flag ceremony here. And this was another one of those defiance pictures that you're not supposed to take pictures at conventions, but I couldn't help it. This is Dr. Bob's last message that they were broadcasting through here in Japanese, and I took a picture of that, like that another little defiance thing there, and that was fun. I stayed here for about 3 days on my own dime with Rick and toured around a little bit. This is a picture of the 27th General Service Conference in Russia. Now, I attended this trip with Billy N., who I had mentioned before, I think most of you know. And all I'll say about that is what happens in Russia stays in Russia. I am not calling him out on anything. No, I'll tell you honestly that Billy and I were there for a few different purposes, but licensing type issues, and there are very big unity problems in Russia. And I can tell you that Billy represented this fellowship very, very well. He chaired meetings that were the highest level or lowest level, I guess it'd be lowest level, that I've almost ever experienced with grace and professionalism, again, if we can use such a word, and we achieved what we needed to do. So this is where one of their structures had their conference. And this is their general service office. Kind of looks like an intergroup, but this is their whole general service office. And there's a map with their pushpins. You can see the vast land area that's not covered there. And there are probably about maybe 400 groups or thereabouts in the whole country, and just a massive problem with alcohol. And that's a shot of their literature. In one of their structures where they distribute out of there. It's locked up in dry space. And it's the outside of their inner group and their general service office. And this is a picture of their other general service office there as well, too, in their pamphlets. This is the site of the 17th General Service Conference in Ukraine. And when I went on the trip to Russia and Ukraine, and I ended up going back to Russia again with Greg from the General Service Office a second time, I was gone for 27 of 30 days, and so I ended up spending some extra time in Ukraine because there was no sense in flying all the way home to the United States and going back again to Russia. And this was an incredible experience to witness with Ukraine. They have very little translated literature here, and a lot of it's translated into Russian, or a lot of it are Russian words, which, believe it or not, they don't hear, and a lot of it's translated into Russian, or a lot of it are Russian words, which, believe it or not, they don't speak much Russian. They don't really appreciate Russian there, and it sounds the same to me, but it's obviously very different, and so they need a lot of help in retranslating, and they have very good translation committees there that are working on retranslating the big book and other pieces of literature, but not very much literature at all. One of their trustees, actually, I'm still in contact from time to time. Women have a very hard time in these countries. There are not many women that are in AA anyway, and let alone service. And she travels to Poland once a year, twice if she's lucky, to do step work with some women in Poland, and it's a long journey to get there. And I gave a presentation on the seventh tradition, five presentations while I was here, and I love this picture. I felt like it did a good job on the seventh tradition picture because this is the general manager of their general service office who gave me a $100 bill to pay down some of their loan that they owed us. So I went home with $100 to give to AAWS to pay back some of the loans anyway. And this is where I stayed. They wouldn't let me stay with the other members that were there. I wish I could have. Like, they all bunked in, like, eight of them into a room and shared one bathroom. But because I was American, they wouldn't let me stay in there. It's some sort of law that says an American can stay there. So I stayed in this hotel, which was right on the other side of the street. And it was beautiful. And this is where they stayed and where the convention was. And then I had to cross through this every day when I went over to the convention. I was like, yikes, you know, but they didn't do anything to me. They were okay. They just kind of looked at me, you know, as I went. It was something. This is a local meeting in Ukraine, and I shared my story five times at different meetings here throughout Ukraine. They took me to a lot of different local meetings. And this is a picture of Kiev Square where a lot of the terrible events happened that many of you had heard about. And these are memorials in these little alcoves of people. And these are some hard helmets and pictures of people and candles in their memory. This is, I don't know if you can see this well on the screens. I can see it better up here on this monitor. But these are candles in the shape of the Ukrainian emblem that sit throughout Kiev Square to this day that they light every night in memoriam for those that passed. And just a few, I'll go through some of these quickly with some of the architecture and beauty of Ukraine. This shot here, I took a train to Lviv to spend time with the bishop of Lviv, Ukraine there, which he later came to our international and spoke there, which I don't know if some of you might have heard him or not, but he was amazing. And this guy was like, you know, and there in Ukraine, if a bishop walks out into the street, people will go out and kiss his robes and his ring. And he was such a humble man. And I took him out to lunch, and I had the little time in between going back to Russia and to talk to him about AA. And he's such a good friend of AA, and he really wants to open up his parishes, and is encouraging his priests to open up to AA meetings so that he can help to expand AA. And so I sat with him and talked with him, and he was telling me, he said, you know, Bob, he spoke broken English, but I could understand him. He said, I hold confession every day or every Saturday at, you know, whatever time. And he said, part of the reason is we just do that, but also it's good to do, I think, because it's after Friday night and a lot of people are drinking and Saturday and the weekend. So people will come to me for confession and they'll say, you know, Father, I was drinking too much and this kind of thing. And so he'll say, okay, for your penance, I want you to go to an AA meeting. And he can feel him getting all squirrely behind the screen, you know, and it'll be like, oh, okay, Father, I'll go next week. And he'll be like, no, there's a meeting downstairs right after you get out of here. It's going on right now. So he timed everything so he'd send him right into the meeting. I'm like, man, if they ever get to the point of Class A trustees and their structure, I hope he's one of them. So I actually heard he was moving to Chicago for a brief time. Maybe we can get him, Leslie. I don't know. Great man, though, anyway. And this is a local couple. This is a trustee, Sasha, the fella on my right here, and his wife. I stayed in their house for 3 days and on their couch, and they cooked for me. And just wonderful hospitality. And this is just a woman making her living on the side of the road here, selling goat's milk and flowers and vegetables. And that's a grocery store. There are meat out there. And nice vegetables. And this I thought looked like an alcoholic car. At least it was like one of my alcoholic cars. And this is Yuri, my translator on the left, and Sasha again is here, and they agreed it looked like an alcoholic car and let me put their picture up here. They told me I could do that. And doesn't that look like an alcoholic car? And on Beer Online, I thought, boy, wouldn't that be interesting. So that was good. And Their gold lady, like the gold people, and the fella that plays the guitar and with hardly anything on in New York, they're trying to copy there. So this is back to the General Service Conference in Russia, the other structure. and just a few pictures of the grounds. And I told my story a lot here as well, too. I was very hoarse by the time I got home, but this particular one, I told it on this Romanoff live radio, and there was a lot of controversy that AAs were telling their story on radio, and I said, I'd be happy to do that. You know, we do that as part of our CPC and public information that we do, and just a picture of the many metros that are beautiful, the art that it is in Russia, and that's the Kremlin there, panoramic. This is a picture of the convention center for the 37th convention in Rimini, Italy. About 5,000 members here that came to this, and this is their general service office. Again, it kind of looks like an intergroup. Oops, that shows you what it looks like, the inside of the convention hall. Beautiful convention. I love this picture. If you look closely, you can see sort of the eyes showing with the faces covered. And there are little narratives underneath, one-page narratives, and they put these all over the country in different spots for public information. This is a huge effort of their General Service Board to raise awareness about Alcoholics Anonymous. And so these are little small snippets of these individuals' personal stories and, you know, from different walks of life and things like that. And these were displayed inside the convention center. And this is me giving a signed big book, one of our commemorative editions. We had a few more of these hanging around. Some of you might have heard that story that we had a few 100,000 extra. So the General Service Board would sign these and I'd put them in my bags, and I always love to be able to give these to the leaders of other structures. And this is another picture about our sort of our AA tradition and how some countries look at it a little bit differently. And you can see G-A-A-D-G-E-T, gadget. And these are this is what we affectionately call drunk junk. And they sell this in Italy because they do not sell enough literature to make enough money, and they don't receive enough contributions to operate. So they do this to supplement their income. And they were selling this quite a bit here. And just to prove I was there, I stayed a few days on my own dime here afterwards, and I bought a selfie stick off a sidewalk vendor. I talked him down from $20 to $5, and I was a complete narcissist by the end of the week. I took about 10,000 pictures. But what an incredible, beautiful country, pantheon, some of the ruins, and a great experience, a great way to finish and ponder being here. And this is a banner of the General Service Conference in Germany. Very mature structure in Germany. It's about 45 years old, I think, here as well, and some hospitality. I brought my selfie stick. And I got bored at night. I couldn't sleep. So late last year in November, I was in Costa Rica. I attended their General Service Conference. This was a fabulous experience. Unfortunately, they had just got wiped out about $18,000, their entire treasury of their country. They had a 19-year employee of their General Service Office that took off with the money. So they were very upset, and the delegates were coming in for their conference, and they wanted to meet with me and with Mary Cummings from the General Service Office, from the international desk, and we did that. We met with their General Service Board. They wanted to get our opinion about how to proceed and talk to their delegates to their conference, and we told them we thought it'd be good if they were as honest as they could be. And they had agreed, and this was just a great experience. For those of you that have availed yourself to our 12 concepts and our warranties and our 12th concept, I talked to them about the fifth warranty and not being punitive, and if that if for some reason that they ever had a chance to talk to this fella, to talk to him in such a way where maybe he might come back to AA, whatever his circumstance was, and not chase him away. And that's just a picture of their grounds. They cook three meals a day from us. Their AA members did in this brick oven kitchen, and they fed all of us. There were probably, I'd say, 50-some-odd people, 60-something people. Representatives from all the Central American countries were there as well, too, observing. This is their committee process instead of breakout rooms. They're sitting in their having their committee process. This is one of their past trustees. He'd look at me and say, "Grande," you know, like, yeah, how do you say short? I don't know. He was short. He was a fun guy. He worked in that kitchen, past trustee. He worked in that kitchen the whole week. And this is just a bug that was on my wall in my room that I was sleeping with one eye open, wondering what he was going to do. And this is my reminder picture that there was no hot water in Costa Rica, and those were tough mornings getting in that shower. It was like, jump back out, you know, and it was cold, but it's all part of the process and the experience. And it's a local meeting. I shared my story at, gave my lead at, and artwork that the members made this, drew this, and that's me pulling their next trustee at large out of the hat, which I just thought was a kick. They had their elections, and they had some private things they wanted to talk about, so they took me and Mary out of the conference and took us touring a little bit through some of the old sites of Costa Rica. Brought my selfie stick again. And then Bill and Bob again, proudly displayed here with all the flags of the Central American countries. Whoops. I like to show this. This is of our most recent General Service Conference from just 3 weeks ago, and where our structure has matured so much, and I've showed you a lot of pictures of the way General Service Conferences look in other countries, and this is what our General Service Conference looks like in Rye Brook, New York, that we just held, and we've been around a while, and a lot of those others will grow to that point too, but we have 135 members in ours. And this is where our breakout rooms are for our committee meetings and where our delegates will meet. Well, I had to go on one last international trip. I was like, okay. And I didn't really care what my fellow trustees thought of me anymore because I knew I'd be out in a couple of weeks anyway. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just dodge them for a while. And this was just a fabulous trip from the, you know, for this beauty, of course, but the AA perspective and just such a fun-loving group of people. Boy, do they have it going. And they don't have a general service officer board. They have an intergroup, and they're trying to take their next step of what they're going to do, you know. And so they're kind of afraid to branch out and form a general service board and an office. And we really were trying to encourage them to join the Rodella, the zonal meetings and the World Service meeting. And I think they're really ready to take that step. And they were so organized. We got there and they took us to a public information event. This is the scene of Good Morning Barbados, which is the same thing as Good Morning America. And so this, I never did anything like this before. Some of you might have, but to do it here in this country was amazing. And so there we are sitting anonymity protected with our heads, the back of our heads, and they're asking us questions. And look at the faces of those reporters and how concerned they are and interested. And they gave us a lot of times. We were able to actually, each of the three of us handled questions on different aspects of AA. We kind of prepared before. And the fellow on the right was the chair of the convention, and he read all 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous over the air, which was amazing. And you can, this is a picture of the monitor, so you can see how protected we are there. And just to look at their faces of those reporters, they were just they were wonderful to us. And then we got out of there and we left right away and went over to the largest radio station that reaches all of Barbados, and we did the same thing. There we are in the booth, and we read the 12 steps again and answered other questions here. And that's a picture of what their convention looks like. 55 years of AA in Barbados. Very strong, incredible local meetings. It's a banner outside the local meeting. Went to a lot of local meetings. I love that. Sponsors, have one, use one, be one. And the steps, traditions, and concepts, not just the steps and traditions, but all three displayed in their meetings. They want all of the program around the world. And that was on my way to the airport. One of my favorite slides here, and I show this because I have to thank my family for my service. You know, I was gone a lot through my 4 years, as all trustees are, and I love my family, and all my children were born in sobriety. These are all of our 6 children. They're not hers, mine, and ours, and we had them all in sobriety. And each one of them gave so much for the time that I spent away, those 26, 22 times a year. And whether it be mowing the lawn, shoveling the driveway, I know you don't shovel much around here, but it's a big deal where I come from, grocery shopping, laundry, whatever, you name it. And so, you know, they just did so much for me. And that's my oldest, Matthew, there. He's 18. And my son, Joseph, 16. And my daughter, Sarah. I think Sarah was here. You can't see her that good. She's 14. And Rachel is 11. And Hannah is 8, and Mary is 5, and that's Abigail, my niece, Skyped in there. And that's my wife, Cheryl, and I'm not going to tell you what her age is. I've learned my lesson, and that's me. I'm 47. So in any event, I just really want to thank you for indulging me and allowing me to share, these experiences that I've had around the world, and to just emphasize the importance in that our singleness of purpose and the sameness of AA. It doesn't matter where we come from. It doesn't matter what nationality we are, what religion we are, whether we're a man or a woman, what our sexual orientation is. None of those things matter. What matters is that we all share a common bond, our suffering with alcoholism. And it doesn't matter if you come from Ukraine or Russia or Japan or the United States or Canada, we're all the same. And it's important for all of us to avail ourselves to the service that we're all called to so that we can keep the message the same, so that if my children or your children or the children who are not yet born will have the same opportunity to hear the message that we all heard when we got sober. And it's so important for us to protect that so that when anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, we want the hand of AA always to be there. Thank you very much for your time.